say good night, everyone.
I say good night, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. It's so Baruch Hashem to have everyone here with us. First of all, a tremendous thank you and shkayach to Eli Cohn, who really was the driving force behind putting tonight. I don't think there were a whole group of people, Baruch Hashem, who participated, but Rebelli was really the quarterback of this. A tremendous shkayach, such a schos Baruch Hashem for all of our gifted and incredible musicians. We're so privileged that Baruch Hashem here in town, we have such a talented and heilig, holy chevra. And this schos Baruch Hashem to spend a little bit of time in the sukkah with all of you on this chalamayv, Erev Shabbos chalamayv. And tonight, I want to spend a few moments, because tonight is a very special night, the yard site of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, the Rebbe Zechus Yagin Aleinu, is... Someone who I think for so many of us is a guiding light, is a Rebbe, is a source of inspiration, whose Torah lifts us up from the depths, and when we're high, and when we're feeling good and operating on all cylinders in life, brings us even higher. So I wanted to share with you just for a few minutes, a few pieces by Rabbi Nachman. So first, just a little bit about the Rebbe himself. So there's a beautiful sefer that's called Pe'ulas HaTzadik. And in the sefer are a series of stories of Rabbi Nachman. The truth is, there are already stories. Rabbi Nachman was the great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So already stories of the Baal Shem Tov, stories of Rabbi Nachman's parents. And some of the really beautiful and moving stories are from Rabbi Nachman's childhood. And I want to share with you one of the childhood stories of the Rebbe. So let's listen to the Lashon here. And this was compiled by Rabbi Nachman's student, Rabbi Nassim. And he wanted to chronicle his Rebbe's life. Because so often you learn as much from the stories of Tzaddikim as you learn from the Torah of Tzaddikim. Sometimes I think you even learn more from the stories of Tzaddikim. So listen to this. V'kach hischil is gadol shana achar shana. So just to give you an idea, this story is taking place from Rabbi Nachman. He's approximately 6 years old. 6 years old, and Rabbi Nassim writes already at this age of six, he was very focused on personal development. Rabbi Nachman began to take his learning very seriously. 6 years old. Listen to this. Listen to this. Rabbi Nachman's father paid a malamid. He paid a teacher to learn with the Rebbe. Rabbi Nachman paid the malamid 3 extra silver pieces for every daf gemara that the malamid taught him. You hear this? 6 years old, and Rabbi Nachman wanted to incentivize his Rebbe, his teacher, to teach him even more. So Rabbi Nachman's father would pay a wage to the teacher, and then young Rabbi Nachman, 6 years old, would pay an additional 3 coins to the Malamed for every daf of Gemara that they finished. He goes on, he says, "Kidei sha'melamed yachriach es atzmo lilmod imo harbe dafin Gemara b'chol yom." Because the Rebbe figured, you know what, if I incentivize my Malamed, right, can you imagine this? We live in an age where Malamedim, right, teachers have to incentivize kids. We have to incentivize everything. The Rebbe wanted to incentivize his teacher. Rabbi Nachman wanted to incentivize his teacher to teach him more Gemara, to learn more dafim of Gemara. V'chein hoya, shahaya hamalamed lo meit imo kama v'kama dafim b'chol yom, v'haya mishalim lo shlosha gidolim ba'ad kol daf v'daf milvad haschal limud. And this went on, says Rabbi Nassim, for a number of years, that Rabbi Nachman's father paid the malamed a certain amount every day to teach his son. And the Rebbe, as a young child, paid his malamed an additional 3 coins every day for the extra dapim of Gemara to teach him. So I'm sharing you with this story. Because Rabbi Nachman teaches us so much about how to be successful in life. And one of the things that the Rebbe taught us, just through his dugma ishi, through his personal example, is if you want to be successful in Ruchnias, You have to invest. Too often in life, we want spiritual elation, we want spiritual success, but we look to others to inspire us. We look to others to do the heavy lifting. We look for others to do the work. That's not how Ruchnius works. If you want Ruchnius, if you want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to be holy, you want to be Heilig, you have to invest yourself. Whether that's investing your money, whether that's investing your time, whatever it is. But there is no spiritual growth without personal investment. You ever wonder, how does a little Nachman become Rabbi Nachman? And the answer is simple. When you begin to heavily invest in your own spiritual development from the time that you're a child, then you become an adult who invests in your spiritual development as well. And as an adult who develops into a spirit, and as a child and an adult who invests in a spiritual development, that's where godless comes from. And as we learn this beautiful story on the yard site, we have to ask ourselves, as the neshama of our Rebbe ascends higher and higher on this yard site, are we making a maximum investment in our ruchnius? What's the investment? What's the return on investment? How much are we really ready to push ourselves? How much are we really ready to roll up our sleeves? And you know, how do you know when an investment is good? How do you know when an investment is good? How do you know if you're really spiritually investing yourself? How do you know?
Return.
Okay, although it's hard sometimes to measure the return. How else do you know? If you're uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable. If you're tired. If you're cranky. If you feel a little worn out. Yes, right? That means you're doing something right. If you're well rested, right, and you're good and not a care in the world, then you're not heavily invested enough. But if you come to the end of the week and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. No, not from Netflix. Right? Netflix is fine also in the right time. Actually, I'm going to scrub that afterwards from the recording, right? In the right time. Davar v'ito. But if I'm exhausted because I'm like plugging away, I'm pushing away. And by the way, whether that's for 15 minutes, for 1 hour, for 3 hours, whatever the amount of investment you're able to make. But if you're tired, you're uncomfortable, you're pushing yourself, that represents a beautiful and profound investment in one's ruchnius. One more story. This is also when Rabbi Nachman was a child. And this is so beautiful. So listen to this. Rabbi Nachman writes, V'hayanoig b'yamim elu shahaya katan. Listen to this. I've said this over many times before, but to me it's one of the most beautiful stories of Rabbi Nachman's childhood. Shahaya lokeach kama matbeos gedolim vechlifan al tefillin. So I don't know what unit of currency they were using in Rabbi Nachman's time, but if you can imagine, just Rabbi Nachman would have a dollar, and what would he do? He would break down the dollar into 100 pennies. What would he do with the pennies? Listen to this. He would sneak into shul so that nobody would see what he was doing. And he would stand by the pushka and he would say, L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu. Right? The Chassidim say again before they perform a mitzvah to muster up the requisite kavana for the mitzvah. And he would stand by the pushka. And what would he do? This is what Rabbi Nachman, young Rabbi Nachman, again, this is when he was 7 years old. He would stand with, if you can imagine, the roll of pennies. He would stand by the pushka, he would take out the first penny. He would put a penny in the pushka. And then what would he do? He would take a step back. He would take out the second penny. Repeat the same process again. L'shem yichud kud shabrichu. And before every single penny, he would recite the L'shem yichud and give a separate act of tzedakah. 7-year-old child. Penny after penny. Action after action. V'zeh haye iker chachmaso gedola ma'ot. And again, Rabbi Nachman writes, this was one of the great yisodos of Rabbi Nachman. The yisod ultimately of going ahead and reinforcing positive behaviors. You know, the Daf Yomi Chevra hears me say this all the time. It was actually Gedalia Rosenblum who was actually the first person. I don't remember what siyum it was. But he said it was the best line ever. He said the best part about Daf Yomi is not the Daf. It's the Yomi. It's the consistency. Now, this is not a plug for the Daf. You can learn whatever you want. But consistency is the key to request. The key to success. You know, anyone could shine bright episodically. But that's not where greatness comes from. Greatness comes from consistent behavior. Greatness comes from plugging away day after day by showing up. Greatness comes when I dispense with excuses. Greatness comes when I stop giving myself an out or I stop giving myself a pass. When it's penny after penny, l'shem yichud after l'shem yichud, daf after daf, or whatever your spiritual consistency is. That's where greatness comes from. You ever wonder what makes great people great? Great people aren't born great. Rabbi Nachman wasn't born Rabbi Nachman. He was born little Nachman. And you know, Rabbi Nachman struggled a lot. Rabbi Nachman writes about his struggles with Mara Shchora, with sadness, with depression. Rabbi Nachman writes about, again, his struggles with different taivas, different desires. Rabbi Nachman was a basar v'dam, of flesh and blood, just like the rest of us. So how does a basar v'dam, how does a mere mortal who struggles with so many dramatic things go on to become one of the greatest and most beautiful spiritual luminescent personalities that Klal Yisrael has ever known? There are many different answers. But two stories, two ingredients. Number one, like the Rebbe teaches us, is ultimately invest in your spirituality. You got to put yourself in it. You got to sacrifice of yourself if you want to be great in your Yiddishkeit. And number two, consistency. It's all about the consistency. Now I say consistency, but consistency is the hardest thing. Einachinami. Consistency is hands down the hardest thing. It's easier to learn all of Shas than it is to be consistent day after day. But consistency, remember, think about this for just a moment. Why is the Rebbe, why is consistency so important? Because consistency is the major midah of the Ribono Shel Olam. Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo. The Ribono Shel Olam is the rock. He's consistent. So the Ribono Shel Olam personifies this notion of consistency. So when I bring some level of consistency to my spiritual life, then at the end of the day, I am divine. When I plug away, however I'm plugging away day after day, and I always show up, whatever showing up for you means, and there are no excuses, and there are no outs, and there are no off days, and I'm always plugged in. I'm always plugged in. Then I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'm Hatzelem Elokim. Then just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up day after day, and that's what makes him dependable and great. When I find the koach to do the same, I'm actualizing my inner godly image as well. One last piece by the Rebbe, then Walamir Tashem. So much to say about the Torah of the Rebbe, but I want to share with you one last piece, which to me is one of the most incredible pieces of Rabbi Nachman, that I think personifies so much of his essence and what he believed. It's actually something Rabbi Nachman says in the Kuti Halochas in by Vizos HaBracha. You know, it's interesting to note. Ellie, you could yeah, go. Yeah, let's yeah. Rabbi Nachman deserves a little background. So the Rebbe talks about over here something amazing. Parshas Vizos HaBracha ends the last pasuk in the Torah, which Emir Hashem will read in just a few days from the B'Shah Tova Mitzlachas. The pasuk says, speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Ulechol Hayada Chazaka, Ulechol Hamora Hagadol. Literally, again, the strong hand, the great reverence, Asher Asa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu did in front of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Torah ends off with this statement about this great thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did. But it doesn't tell us what it's referring to. And Rashi HaKadosh says something incredible. Rashi says, Shenasa libo Lishbar haluchos le'enehem. What was the great accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the last thing the Torah Kedosha tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu? That he broke the luchos. And ask Rabbi Nachman, Ribono Shalom, this is the hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu? That he broke the luchos? This is what he's. This is the final parting memory of Moshe Rabbeinu? What about the fact that he stared down Paro? What about the fact that he raised his hands and we vanquished Amalek? What about the fact that he advocated for Klal Yisrael after Chita Egel, the sin of the golden calf, after the Meraglim? What about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu just gave up everything for us? Moshe Rabbeinu gave up everything. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up his marriage. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up raising his children. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up any semblance of a normal life. Why? For us. For us. We're sitting in this beautiful sukkah on this beautiful sukkah night. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh for us. So ask Rabbi Nachman, why the last thing Kadosh Baruch Hu you want to say about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he broke the luchos? He broke the tablets? That's the parting shot? That's the hesped? I want to quote you what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe writes in the Kutei Halachos, he says, Ava ayidei hashvira hu ikar hatikun. Sometimes it's only when you break something that you can really fix it. Hear those words? The ayidei hashvira hu ikar hatikun. Sometimes, says Rabbi Nachman, the only way to make something whole in this world is first you have to have the courage to break it down. He goes on, he says, Shahari ba'atzmo b'chinas shivrei luchos sha'af api shenishtabru af api kein ayodam hatikun. It was only because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first set of luchos that we were zocha to have the second set. And the second set are eternal. The second set are forever. But you can only get to eternity sometimes if you're willing to break things down. The Rebbe says, why? Ki bapam harishon kasha sheyetze hadavar metukan b'shleimus. Because more often than not, says the Rebbe, it is very difficult to build something well the first time around. So the avodah of the yid, sometimes take what you have, see the imperfections. I don't want to live with imperfections. So instead I'll find the courage to break down what is in front of me so that I can rebuild something new. Says Rabbi Nachman, the Torah ends off with the greatest accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatest accomplishment wasn't spending 40 days and 40 nights on the top of the mountain. The greatest accomplishment wasn't the splitting of the Yam Suf. The greatest accomplishment was not bringing down of the Mon or facing down Og. The greatest accomplishment was having the courage to break something that you have in order that you could find the courage to build something even better. And what an incredible and profound lesson for us. We stand here at the cusp of this new year. So much out of our avodah is to have the courage to break down certain things so that we have the ability to rebuild. And is this not the story of Klal Yisrael? We sit here on Zman Simchasenu, but we'd be disingenuous if we said that our simcha was complete. We wait with bated breath to see Emir Hashem, this latest peace deal, come to fruition, and how filled with joy. I was thinking, can you imagine that maybe this Shabbos will be the last Shabbos that we'll have to recite the Mishaberach that we've been saying for the last 2 years for the hostages? Maybe this will be the last Shabbos. There's so much that's broken. within our world. So much that's broken within Klal Yisrael. So much that's broken within ourselves. But there's a beauty in the broken kite. Because when something is broken, it means you have the pieces to be able to build something new. When something is whole, you have no materials to work with. But when something is shattered in a million different pieces, you can collect up those pieces and put them together in a whole variety of different ways. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatest accomplishment of the greatest prophet. It was not a prophecy, but it was the courage to break and then to repair. Courage to break and then to rebuild. Tarech Evra on this yard site of Rabbi Nachman. We should be Zocha to channel our inner Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's identify the things that aren't working. Find the courage to deconstruct them. Find the courage to break them down. Not for the sake of just breaking things, but because if I break it, I could gather up the pieces and build something else that is even better, that is even more beautiful. But we're so scared to break things because if I break it, doesn't it mean that I failed? Rabbi Nachman says, don't worry about it. Ki bepam harishon, kasha sheyetze hadavar metukan b'shlemus. No one ever gets it right the first time. Give me Mosef on the Rebbe, the Medrash and Bereshis Rabbah, which in Mirat Hashem is amazing, that we're going to be reading Bereshis Bar Elokim very soon. Mirat Hashem b'shal tovu umetzlachos. The Medrash writes that the Ribono Sha'olam created hundreds of thousands of worlds before ours. He created them and he destroyed them. And he created and destroyed and asks Rabbi Nachman, why? Ribono Sha'olam, you can get it right the first time. The Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was modeling for us. There is no shame in breaking stuff apart in order to start again. There's no shame in admitting I didn't get it right the first time. And there's no shame in admitting I didn't get it right the 100th time. The only shame in life is when you're willing to live a subpar, mediocre life. That's where there's shame. But if you're willing to start again, if you're willing to break apart that which you've already built, collect the pieces and rebuild, I'm simply following in the footsteps of my creator. So in this Yartzeit, may we zoche in Eretz Hashem to listen to the words of our Rebbe, to find the courage to invest in our Ruchnius, to create a personalistic culture of consistency, find the courage to break things that aren't working apart and use those beautiful, wholly broken pieces to build something new. And in that zechus, may we have a chelik in sending our Rebbe's neshama even higher. May Rabbi Nachman, the chelik Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, be a melech yosher for Klal Yisrael. And this chus of the Rebbe and all the hesoros he has given us, may he advocate for all of us in front of the Kisya Kavod. That halalai, all of us should hear Hashem have a beautiful year, a piskatava, a good kvittel, a final sealing in the Sefer HaChaim. May the Rebbe gather up all of the other tzaddikim in Shemayim. Rabbi Nachman Shirai, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, of Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, the Magid of Mezrich, Chaz of Lublin, and all the other tzaddikim, go before the Kisya Kavod, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before this next Simchas Torah comes upon us, allow all of our holy hostages to finally be home. Allow us to bury all of our dead. Allow us to finally mend, or at least begin the process of mending every single broken heart. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, For the last thousands of years, we've been saying, Harachamon, hu yakim lanu asukas David hanofelas. Not shenafal, but hanofelas. Because the sukkah of Klal Yisrael, on one hand, is always beautiful, always brilliant, and always strong. But there's always some little piece that's falling down. There's always some little piece of disrepair. Let's close out this Yom Tov with a fully constructed and fully bolstered sukkah of Klal Yisrael. With all of the Ribono Shel Olam's children home exactly where they need to be. All of our precious soldiers who have been wearing the holiest of uniforms for the last 2 years, to put those uniforms of the battlefield away, put back on the uniforms of husbands, of sons, of fathers, of daughters, of children, of parents. And may be zochah mirtz Hashem for that great day. The great day when there is no longer a divide between Shamayim v'aretz. But the great day when Mashiach comes, Geula comes, the barrier is lifted, and generations, past, present, and future, will Amir Hashem be together once again. And may we be zocha to see that great day. B'mehirah b'yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful.